Radio Daily for Anti-Friday.
It's another one of those.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way that the world works. And what can you do about it without changing reality as we know it? And if you know how to do that,
you should hook a brother up.
Right? Tell somebody. I mean, that's fascinating. That would be really, really cool. Welcome to the 23rd of May. We're going to find folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks bringing it to you today, the lady that faces the same kinds of self-doubts and questions she has each and every one of these Anti-Fridays up there is the Flintstress.
What's wrong with me? Am I self-sabotaging? Am I secretly a Cylon?
Ooh, that's a fair question to me. The guy who just keeps getting it done no matter what. That's what I do. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
You cannot escape your destiny.
Apparently not. What happened on this fine, fantastical day, yo?
Well, let's take it back to 1576. In Denmark, Tycho Brahe is given Hvin Island on which to build the Uraniborg Observatory.
Man, I'd like to get some tachos. 1825, William Sturgeon publishes the first article concerning electromagnetics in the journal Transactions of the Society of Arts.
1903, Paris, France, and Rome, Italy are connected by telephone for the first time.
1905, Thomas Edison has issued a patent for the process of duplicating photographic records, which they'll sue people for later.
Huh. Sure. 1916, Edison also gets patents for phonograph or talking machine and two other patents. The original applications were made in December.
Whatever. 1922, in Kansas City, Missouri, Walt Disney incorporates his first company, Laugh-O-Gram Films, for $15,000.
Wow. 1929, the first talking cartoon of Mickey Mouse, talking cartoon, The Carnival Kid or Carnival Kid, is released. It's the ninth short film to feature the character. It is the ninth short film to feature the character.
1930, in the U.S. Plant Patent Act, it's signed into law. The act provides patent protection for new and distinct varieties of asexually reproduced plants for the first time. Yeah.
1957, the FCC decides it has power to authorize subscription television services in the U.S., but if it is in the public interest, it doesn't decide whether this would still be classified as broadcasting.
It is. 1958, Explorer 1, the first U.S. satellite when it was launched, stops transmitting data back to Earth as its batteries are depleted. It's the first spacecraft to detect the Van Allen radiation belt and have its batteries depleted.
1962, Everett Red Knowles, age 12, becomes the first human limb transplant recipient when a team of 10 doctors, headed by Dr. Donald A. Malt and Dr. J. McCann, reattach the boy's right arm at Massachusetts General Hospital.
1994, the final episode of Star Trek The Next Generation, All Good Things, first airs.
1996, Jenny escapes from the Sawyer family. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
1997, Universal Studios releases the science fiction film The Lost World, Jurassic Park, directed by Spielberg, starring Jeff Goldblum, Julianne Moore, and a lot of other people.
Same year, U.S. President Bill Clinton vows to support legislation that prevents state and local governments from implementing new taxes on the internet.
2000, social deviants and captured political dissidents are used for experiments to create a virus to pose as a bioterrorist attack. I remember.
2001, Eric Kirby and Ben Hildebrand go parasailing on Isla Sorna. After they crash land on the island, Ben is killed by raptors, leaving Eric to eke out a meager existence on his own for the next 8 weeks.
Island. Same day, same year, the final two episodes of the sci-fi series Star Trek Voyager, Endgame Part 1 and Endgame Part 2, first airs, and the episode before it was the better final episode.
Yeah. 2005, Electronics Boutique announces an agreement to acquire the Jump chain of consumer electronics retail stores based in Valencia, Spain. EB planned to begin introducing video game hardware and software into Jump's 141 locations.
They'll never go anywhere. Same day, same year, Walt Disney Parks and Resorts releases a beta version of Disney's Virtual Magic Kingdom, a free, massively multiplayer online game set in the Disneyland of Magic Kingdom Parks.
2006, MIT unveils the first working prototype of its $100 laptop designed for the Third World under the One Laptop Per Child initiative at the project's Country Task Force meeting.
2008, a monster invades New York, removes the Statue of Liberty's head, throws it into the street right outside Rob Hawkins' leaving party. Damn it. Birthdays?
Lane Garrison is 42. That's Tweener from Prison Break and Messengers.
Melissa McBride is 57. Carol on The Walking Dead, but not the spinoff, The Mist.
Karen Duffy is 61. JP from Dumb and Dumber. Luanda in The Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Lyndon Ashby is 62. That's Johnny Cage in Mortal Kombat. Melrose Place, The Sheriff in Teen Wolf.
I liked him as Johnny Cage in Melrose Place. Leah DeLaria is 64. That's Big Boo from Orange is the New Black.
Drew Carey is 64 from The Good Life, The Drew Carey Show in Whose Line?
Charles Kimbrough is 86. That's Jim from Murphy Brown. Victor in Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Joan Collins is 89. The bitch. And Dynasty.
No longer with us, born in 1910. Scatman Crothers. Louis on Chico and the Man. Dick in the Shining. Hong Kong Phooey.
1919. Betty Garrett. Irene on All in the Family. The Landlady on Laverne and Shirley.
Born in 1931. Barbara Barry. Elizabeth on Barney Miller. And Private Benjamin. But none of that's going to be on TV tonight. On CBS, we do get The Neighborhood, Bob Hart's Abishola, NCIS, and NCIS Hawaii.
ABC has got your 2022 NBA playoffs, the Heat versus the Celtics, if that's the kind of thing you're into.
Sure. NBC, Jurassic World.
I wonder why. Fox, I'm about to shock the world on a new Don't Forget the Lyrics, then Friends, Family, and Trash on a new Beat Shazam.
Sure. The CW has the new All-American and All-American Homecoming.
Freeform has Cast Away. It wasn't called Cast Away. It's called Cast Away.
It's about the volleyball. AMC playing an execution on a new Better Call Saul.
Bravo. Ashley feels upset after not receiving a promotion. Gary flirts with Scarlett, which annoys both Ashley and Daisy. Marcos plans a 10-course meal. After a charter full of no win, Glenn hopes to impress the guests with a sailing race on a new below deck sailing yacht.
On FX, Allie and Paul each learn the truth about a thing that has been terrifying them. For Allie, her job, and for Paul, is MRI results. Ava and Luke both feel frozen out by the new people they care most about on a new Breeders.
FXX, your Simpsons Marathon has 30 minutes over Tokyo and Bart versus Australia. That's a damn good hour.
FXM has The Greatest Showman.
Sci-Fi Channel has one of the most thought-provoking science fiction films of all time. The Transporter. Watch Jason Statham drive people from this place to that place. The Transporter.
If basketball wasn't doing for you, there's hockey, the Eastern Conference semifinals, game four, the Stanley Cup playoffs.
It has nothing to do with Star Trek. I don't know why. True TV's got You Don't Mess With the Zohan.
Wow. Science has an Expedition Unknown marathon.
But tonight we'll be watching the Hallmark Channel, because as a woman struggles to find true love, her best friend informs her that he's getting married and wants her to be his best man.
Oh, okay.
But when the woman discovers that the bride is her former rival,
finds
herself stuck in an impossible situation. Ryan Peavy and Kelly Kruger star in From Friend to Fiancé.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update.
Chad doesn't know that the crippling device that he has scoured the city for is actually concealed inside of a book of matches, nor does he realize that they're in his pocket. Chad is concerned about this device, that it could be used to make a death play. He will seize the day and fight for truth, justice, all that jazz. Hashtag Chad forever.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Hi, geeks. This is about your May 17th episode. Rich and Billy loved your Conan O'Brien jokes. I'm sad about DC's Legends of Tomorrow also. I'm behind on everything, so I'll still be able to enjoy it for years, so long as old episodes are still available for viewing. I have no idea where Chad and Abby are. I'm no good with clues, but thanks for them anyway. Have to get ready for work. Stay safe. That is from Bill. Well, Bill, you're more than welcome. And last week, they were on the show Hot Pursuit, which I didn't know was a thing either until I looked that up, but a surprising number of you know that. Do you know where they happen to be at this week? Good luck to you. And if you figure it out, by all means, drop us a note. Two more weeks for this month's drawing of prizes. Just send a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com or, of course, a voicemail to text message. You need the magic numbers of
510-GRD-CREW.
Hey, look, Carol the Cat's got another review. It's about men. No, you silly people. That's a movie.
One star. Do not recommend.
Hi, boys, girls, and friends beyond the binary. I'm Matricula, a birthday clown for all ages that are 18 and up. Join me around the campfire to sing songs full of youthful nostalgia like The Magic and Save a Horse, Ride a Time Lord. I also host the Nasty Woman Knitting Circle, where we knit cozies and other items for charity fundraisers. Catch me live on twitch.tv/METRICULA. See you there.
Hi, this is Christy Swanson, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. That's all we'll say, Christy. You know, I hear some of you went to see some movies this weekend.
This week's 10, last week's 7, The Northman made a little over $1 million. It's made about 33 in the time it's been out.
This week's 9, last week's 8, The Lost City is still there, making another $1.9 million. That has made $99.2 million. In 5 weeks.
It looks funny, maybe. This week's 8, last week's 4, Firestarter made another $1.9 million. It's made a little over $6.9 in 2 weeks.
This week, 7. Last week, 6. Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. Except the good one. 1.9, it's made 93 in 6 weeks.
This week, 6. Last week's 5. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, which I still very much want to see, made $3 million. It's made 52.2 in 9 weeks.
This week's number 5 is brand new. Men, told you it was a movie, made $3.2 million.
This week's 4, last week's 3, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 made another almost $4 million. It's made $181 million in 7 weeks and was, you know, fun.
This week's 3, last week's 2, The Bad Guys making another $6 million. It's made $74.3 in 5 weeks.
This week's 2, brand new, Downton Abbey, A New Era, put up $16 million. And yeah, that's all it's made because it's just been out this week.
Makes sense. This week's number 1 is still number 1. It's Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Another $31.6 million. That's been $342 million in 3 is a magic number weeks.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Fresh from the promise made in the latest Spidey film, a new Daredevil television series is currently in development at Disney Plus from Covert Affairs co-creators Matt Corman and Chris Ord, who will serve as writers and executive producers.
Wait, how are you defining new?
Marvel Studios has yet to make any official announcement on the project, but the talk is that Charlie Cox is stepping back into the role of full-time lawyer, part-time crime fighter Matt Murdock. Plus, the rumor insists the new show is a continuation of the Netflix show.
Well, they have the Netflix version on Disney, so if they don't, objection!
While it's still early, it's a good bet that Matt shows up in the Hawkeye spinoff Echo, whose production kicked off last week, scheduled to premiere sometime next year. The upcoming series is going to center around the character of Maya Lopez, Alacra Cox, who was informally adopted by Wilson Fisk after the death of her father. Despite the fact that Maya shot Kingpin at point-blank range in the Hawkeye finale, something tells us that we have not seen the last of him.
Yeah, of course, not only Bucky stays. Never mind.
And if Fisk does come back, Daredevil and or Spider-Man, two of his largest adversaries in the comics, should be on hand to thwart his plans. Wait, Matt Murdock could show up in She-Hulk to pawn off Parker as a client because he has to go serve cease and desist letters to Ben Affleck and Rex Smith. God, I hope you got that.
We'll get ready for a heist. Seems a new Ocean's 11 movie is in development, with Margot Robbie set to star and produce a new Ocean's movie that'll be helmed by Jay Roach. Robbie and Roach previously worked together on the movie Bombshell, which earned Robbie a Best Supporting Actress Oscar nomination.
But is she going to be Harley?
Carrie Solomon is writing the script that's going to be an original Ocean's 11 that's set in Europe during the 1960s.
So, wait. So she's Danny Ocean's grandma? I can recommend a good therapist.
Considering the year, it's unlikely another fully woman-oriented adventure like Ocean's 8 will come our way. But Roby's character should lead a new team of sarcastic criminals as they pull off impossible odds with good humor and lots of style.
60s Harley Quinn style.
Is your mind stuck there?
I can be quite vexing.
Well, technically, the movie's not even greenlit. No other cast. If there's one thing we can count on, though, it's an Ocean's movie bringing a lot of fun to the table. Even though the project is still waiting on official approval, production aims to begin the spring of 2023. Unless there's a delay, you know, because she has to go number 2.
Hulu has picked up the rights to the graphic novel from Aftershock Comics, A Calculated Man. The crime story is now in the early stages of development for a TV series, with streamers having just fought like mad for the rights to a story that hasn't even been published yet.
Purchasing an unknown commodity? Sounds like a calculated risk.
A Calculated Man, the graphic novel, is set to be released later this June, written by Paul Tobin from Bunny Mask, illustrated by Alberto Albuquerque, The Amazing Spider-Man, and is a math-inspired crime series about an accountant named Jack Beans, who enters the Witness Protection Program after betraying the pitiful crime family, his former employees.
Is a sequel to Numbers?
3 years later, Jack has decided he wants to reclaim his old life, and fortunately, his skills with math and his perfect memory have made him a better killer than the Pinafores could ever realize. What follows is a journey full of murder, mayhem, and mathematics.
That's one way to get kids interested in the Common Core.
No word yet on when we'll possibly get to see A Calculated Man on screen, but the graphic novel will be available June 15th of this year. Cannot wait, though, for the origin story that shows that he was one of those kids in that stupid blackjack movie.
Oh, right.
That's going to be great.
Well, law enforcement agencies are finding new and, let's just call it, flawed ways to try to arrest more people all the time. Police have been using posts on sites like Facebook and Instagram to track down and charge protesters suspected of property destruction for years. Now, newly released documents show that Chicago cops can catfish as part of their social media surveillance strategy.
Wait, So there were even less actual lonely co-eds chatting online than I thought? Damn it.
Yeah, the Chicago Police Department created the Social Media Exploration SOMEX team in 2019. The special order document defining the team details the department's strategy of using fake social media profiles to investigate and communicate with people suspected of having committed a crime. Further, the document explains that those fake profiles are to be created with the FBI's help.
So wait, so people finally got wise to the whole "you won Super Bowl tickets" plan they were using?
Right? Manufactured social media profiles not linked to any real persons are theoretically a violation of Facebook's authenticity policy. The company has previously asked police to stop using them in Los Angeles and Memphis, but clearly the strategy is stuck around anyway.
Facebook. Disinformation of all kinds.
Social media has become a minefield of law enforcement surveillance over the past few years, and it's likely to become even more prevalent. On top of the Bureau's false online identity mill, the FBI recently announced a $27.6 million contract for beefed-up monitoring technology. Specifically, the new contract covers 5,000 licenses for Babel X, a software that combs through the social media profiles of people within a certain geographic area. Be warned, there are cops looking at your social media. Make sure you're very clear when you're using movie quotes, you know? Don't joke about crimes, but feel free to post lies about vaccines. You know, Facebook loves that.
It's 2072. We've solved world hunger, you can teleport to Mars, and we really did figure out how to make gas from compost like in Back to the Future.
Wait, is this a movie? A TV show? An actual message from the future?
We know we can't predict what the world will look like in 50 years, but we still wanted to find a way to show our future selves and generations to come what it means to live in 2022, which is why the Brooklyn Art Library is launching the Time Capsule Project, a collection of 1,000 mini sketchbooks that will be buried in St. Petersburg, Florida until 2072. The idea is to fill pages with artwork and stories that offer a glimpse of the moment that we're all living in and preserve today's creativity for years to come.
Including my drawings that no one's ever seen.
The Time Capsule Project sketchbook, which was generously donated by Scout Books, will be are available now in the Brooklyn Art Library shop, and there'll be an exhibition in the fall for this year prior to burial. Submissions are due by September 16th. So, if you want to live in infamy long after you are gone, try and guess what 50 years from now is going to look like. I mean, by then, we'll certainly have those holographic keyboards, mm-hmm. holodecks, and of course, more calls about your car's extended warranty. GRD is licensed
expiring.
The comedy attributes and documents not to be worked. Licensed to report a license. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. Some other websites at geekradiodaily.com. Always a good time. And please, send us a message. Tell us what you've been doing, what you plan to do, and where you think Chad and Abby might be this old time.
Joyzy.
And hey, thanks for coming out to a Jackbox. And wow, did karaoke go a little crazy. I can't believe y'all made me sing that song. Cannot believe it. Drop us a note at geekradiodaily.com. Absolutely they did. Or, of course, a voicemail or text message. Use the magic numbers of
510-GRD-CRAM.
Seizure.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
Good times.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Good night, suckers.
If you'd like to be a contestant, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to ICS Talent Hunt, care of your local affiliate, and then go out and do something really despicable.
If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with... Really, lieth? I mean, you can't say that word without a lisp. Who are these people kidding? God is the original fag.
Look, I happen to think this church of hers isn't deserving of the title, and we have a deal. But don't push me. You're right, sister, my bad. As he lieth with woman, they are both committing an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood will be upon them.
Boom.
And? Leviticus 24601.
23:13:20. Not Jean Valjean's prison number.
Good catch.
Thou shalt not make musical references.
Why not? Because that's like the gayest thing on the planet, and even I know that.
That is an ugly stereotype about gay men. See, everybody knows my people are stage managers, not performers.
Remember to talk about the light a lot. I mean, walking into the light, following the light.
That's good. Yep, remember that, Bo.
Are you sure you're prepared for this? Eastburg Baptist is all hate all the time.
Jesus' girlfriend's got a real good point. Because licking gravy boats has kind of been your whole thing. And Reverend Lawler, he's got a lot of opinions.
Okay, look. Nobody is talking about conceding my hard-earned position as Lord of the Lesbians. I'm just embracing the gray areas to make a buck. Black and white, that's for zebras and Michael Jackson.
Wait, ain't he dead?
Exactly.